Today, Obituaries editor Chris Ferguson joins me to remember some of the local people we lost in 2022 in this special tribute episode. The Courier. Local matters. Catch up on all the important issues affecting our communities this festive season at thecourier.co.uk. I'm joined now by Chris Ferguson, obituaries editor for The Courier, as we reflect on some of those local people who meant so much and who we lost in 2022. Now, Chris, I said local, but we can't look back on the lives lost without just touching firstly on the death of the Queen, who so many of us were able to say goodbye to by watching the cortege as it passed through our areas. You prepare for a royal death, obviously, as an obituaries writer. But what was that week like for you in reality? Were you taken aback by the outpouring of grief from local people and the numbers that turned out to see her?
Well, it was more a sense of completion than grief. There was sadness, but also a recognition that it was a life well lived. That's the mood that I detected when the royal cortege passed through Courier country, moved down from Balmoral down the A90 through Brechin to Dundee. You know, the crowds were huge, and I was on the Kingsway standing there with people, and the people were there to show a genuine sense of appreciation and also affection. And I was in next day on the Monday. I was at St Giles Cathedral in Edinburgh for the memorial service, and there was a similar theme there. It was a more solemn occasion, but again, it was more gratitude than sorrow.
Interesting. Well, let's go back to earlier this year and the passing of Margaret Reid from Arbroath, or Wee Meg, as she was better known. She died aged 81. What was it about her that meant she became so well known in her community?
Well, she was called Wee Meg, but she was a massive character in Arbroath. Every town's got characters like these. And Meg was well-loved. She'll be remembered for camping out outside the Webster Theatre every autumn just to get tickets for that year's Angus Minstrel show. Her and her friend, the wonderfully named Flossie Swankey, they used to camp together overnight on camp beds and seats. And Flossie used to bring her accordion, and the two of them used to entertain fellow guests in the queue. So she was well-loved and well-remembered, and just one of these great characters that really, it's a great story to tell. And also, there was a great reaction in Arbroath when we put that in social media. People just loved to post her comments.
And now to someone who really did leave us too soon. That's Aaron Souter of Brechin, who died at just 42 from motor neurone disease. And he was remembered, was he not, for his great attitude to life?
Yeah, as you say, Claire, 42, a very, very young age. I mean, Aaron was a great golfer. He came from a family with a big sporting pedigree. His father, Jack had played for Brechin City. Aaron's brother, Harry, plays for Stoke and also the Australian national side. He was at the World Cup. And his other brother, John Souter, plays for Rangers. So I went up to see Jack, Aaron's father, and I've written out the quote, if you don't mind if I can read this, and just to give you a sense of how the family felt. Jack told me MND was the illness Aaron suffered from, and it's one of the most hellish diseases that affects mankind. My son was handsome, hardworking, generous, intelligent, athletic, and a friend to so many with a wonderful sense of humour who loved life. This hellish disease must be stopped, and I feel heart's sorry for any family going through life with MND.
Well, that's terribly sad. Thank you for sharing that. Someone now who lived a very full life was Jack Grant, the Dundee and Angus bookmaker who died in October, aged 90. How will he be remembered, Chris?
Well, Jack's story comes from a different age, a more colourful age almost. He was from a family who ran a company of sports promoters. And now, sports promoters back then were really bookmakers before betting became legal. And Jack's family ran a whole lot of bookies runners in Dundee. And family told me about various scrapes with the police. They were always getting raided by the police. And, you know, the guy that held the cash had to jump out the window and disappear. And Jack's son, Marcus, had a good chat with him. And he gave me a picture from 1953. Fantastic, fantastic picture. And it shows Jack, his brother and his father arriving at court to give evidence against people who were trying to extort them. And this picture is almost like something like a gangster movie with the three guys with the long coats arriving there in black and white against the old cars and the old Dundee street scene. So yeah, he had quite a story to tell. But also, Jack was a great sporting guy. He was a major curler in the UK. He won the British Open Championship. Family stayed in Carnoustie and latterly ran a group of legal bookmakers, and he was well embedded and well liked in the community.
Thanks, Chris. We remember now a record breaker. Graham Brown lived to the ripe old age of 91 and was best known as a world record breaking strongman and TV entertainer. What were some of the memories shared in his obituary, Chris?
Well, Graham Brown's family got in touch with me about him and shared so many stories. And when he was a boy, he was teased for being so skinny. So he went on a bodybuilding course and eventually opened a gym himself. But then that led to him becoming an international strongman. He appeared in competitions right across Europe and Asia. He was always known for wearing a kilt. But two of his finest hours came in 1974. He smashed the world record in 1974 in the hometown of Arbroath by ripping apart 1,000 nails with his bare hands in a matter of about 30 hours and smashed the record. And that same year, a girl's head got stuck in railings on one of the bridges in Arbroath. So the firemen couldn't free him. So they went down to get Graham, who managed to prise open the bars with his bare hands and free this child.
Wow.
He also went on, he was also an entertainer and a singer. And he went on to become quite a star of Bothy Nichts on Grampian TV. Older readers will remember Bothy Nichts with Jimmy Spanky it was. So yeah, that was a lovely tale.
Yeah, quite a character. Finally, we remember a woman who was born a decade before the Queen and lived to the ripe old age of 106. Tell us about Cathy Smith of Montrose.
Cathy Smith was truly remarkable. She had been sporty all her days, worked in a textile mill, but had cycled and swam and been involved in all sorts of things. And when she was over 100, she joined a gym in Montrose. And she used to go there most days and kind of pump iron and cycle and whatever. And remarkably, she'd received 7 birthday cards from the Queen when she was over 100. And she was there. We went to Cathy when the Queen died to get her to comment on the Queen's death, even though she was 10 years older than the Queen. She had 5 children, 13 grandchildren, but we never quite managed to find out how many great-grandchildren and great-great-grandchildren, because she just lost count of so many. So another great tale, and it went down well in Montrose.
Wonderful. Thank you, Chris, for sharing these memories with us and for the many tributes you've written this year, which I know have meant so much to the families of those lost. Thanks for joining us today on The Courier Daily. Don't forget to check out the website for more local news. Find us at thecourier.co.uk. If you're enjoying the show, give us a rating wherever you get your podcasts. And don't forget to hit the subscribe button so you never miss an episode. Make sure you check back tomorrow for all the local news that you need to know. The Courier. Local matters.